Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to currently the dressing room of the Annex here in downtown Vancouver, reporting for CJSF 90.1 FM. We have the pleasure of having Vancouver New Music and the three-day festival of excellent new works. And joining me tonight is multidisciplinary artist, performer, pianist.
Composer.
Absolutely. Anaïs Maviel. Thank you so much for joining us. And maybe we'll start just talking about kind of your performance for tonight, what you've got on deck for us.
So, well, I guess I said composer because it's really, you're going to hear basically music that I have composed for choir, for chamber orchestra, for various types of ensembles. And it's kind of, you know, I'm kind of scrambling everything into what I can do with the piano. I'm so not a pianist, but I do use the piano every day. But it's definitely like an instrument that I wouldn't say. It's, you know, it's the composer's instrument.
It truly is.
And it's really about like just getting my harmonic and rhythmic ideas out there.
Absolutely. It was kind of an instrument, especially our modern 88 key. I'm a pianist myself. It was kind of designed to be able to reproduce the orchestra in a single package, as I'm sure you know. On your website and across kind of the promotional materials here, there's a big link between not only tradition and embodiment, but also incorporation of things like cosmology and spirituality. I saw a link on the Vancouver New Music website about Taoist cosmology.
Yes.
If you could speak to that a little bit, because that's something I'm very interested and involved in.
For sure. So yeah, I mean, Eastern philosophy and spiritual tradition have been very influential in my life ever since I am a kid. I have the chance to have been raised in a spiritually very culturally and spiritually diverse household. And also I've had family live in Asia, and so I feel I've been exposed to a lot of the Asian flavors of how to relate to the invisible and to energy. And then I just, like, as soon as I moved to the US, I really also got a chance to really study with masters, like, whether it is, so I'll just like quickly mention also like Indian music, but also like studied Qigong, and really like got into Taoist meditation practices, among many things that have really influenced my practice. And as I was kind of doing a program to kind of, I don't know, like get certified in some kind of a Qigong Taoist thing, I was studying the theory of the five elements.
Yes, Wuxing.
Yeah, and so my teacher was encouraging the students to basically create a piece of art as a way to process this contemplation, this study. And so I decided to write my first ever string quartet, which also is a quintet. I play the kamelengoni with it, which is this West African harp, 14 strings, to which I gave my own tuning. And so it's five of us, and we also all sing. And there's eight movements, which are corresponding to the eight forces, which are being called upon in that meditation that is called the fusion of the five elements.
Beautiful.
So it's called Listen to the Rain, and actually it's coming out November 3rd. I'm very excited. The last of the eight movements. So I actually like released each of the eight movements over a year, like along with the seasons. So it's been kind of a very contemplative way of presenting my music, and very much connected to cosmic movements. So yeah, I'm very excited to share my, I guess, my understanding, integration of this work with the larger community. And basically the music is meant to hold space for meditation.
Absolutely. It's we are all products of a world that is so much more interconnected than it used to be, and we have the ability to learn from things that our forefathers and ancestors may not have had even the knowledge of. And your experience and history kind of spans from Creole Haitian, and also your experience in the university in Paris Diderot, as well as your work in the United States, and now up here in Vancouver. We really appreciate you coming up here as well. Can you speak to how more of an open view of music is helping you these days?
Yeah. Well, so it's really, you know, we talk about vibration in the New Age communities, and I know it is a bit of a, in French we say mauvalise, or like it's like a galvanized. Mm-hmm. Did you say no, galvaudé? I don't know how to say this in English.
Galvanized. Yep.
So, you know, it's a galvanized word, vibration. What is it? You know, but it's actually real, and it's actually at the origin of everything.
Yeah.
And we actually are playing with it every day, like just by existing and speaking and taking action and impacting this reality with the way that we choose to exist. So I do place music making in this context. For me, I'm very serious about the impact of music, what it actually does. And I understand that it can be very subtle, and that sometimes people are like, what is this? You know, like, you know, I definitely grew up in a society where having impact with music means you have to be political. To me, everything is political, and being peaceful is political, and being contemplative is political, resting is political. So yes, in that sense, you know, but I'm not here to, you know, to get some like ideology across or some opinion across. I'm really here to really, really like refine the type of vibration that is behind the sound that then is coming to you. And it's not connected to a dogma. It's just like vibration is my craft. And then of course there's the form, right? And this is just like my life experience. This is my taste in music. This is just like the people I meet. This is like, and that is very personal. But I also believe that the deeper you get into your personal experience and your sense of intimacy, kind of the deeper you research, like, oh, but you know, what is the source of this? Oh, but what is the source of that? If you pull that thread within you, you always get to, like, you always like get in touch with something very universal in the end. So I really believe in kind of like the radical intimacy or radical specificity, radical authenticity that leads always to something I feel that is universal and that then I can meet everyone.
Absolutely.
At the vibratory level.
While you were speaking, I thought of it's a Taoist kind of phrase or adage that we take a stone or a piece of steel and we grind it down into a needle.
Yeah.
And it's just that huge effort over millions of years to create geology or to create metallurgy. And then through our own interaction with our nature, with our environment, with effort and focus and also perception, we're able to hone something down to its minute, super fine detail kind of thing. And so I really appreciate when artists are able to enjoy the maximal side of music, the minimal side of music, the interplay between that, how we're crossing that interplay as well. So this is where I really appreciate kind of the curation, especially with Giorgio. I've known him for a bit of time, and I really do enjoy the way that he involves truly new music. And it's not new as in contemporary, new as in how are we keeping music alive, as we said in the artist talk.
Yeah. I love what you said about the, I mean, I translate what you just said, like micro and macro, you know, like always like the relationship between cell and cosmos and universe.
Absolutely.
This is, and like sound is an awesome medium to make those connections.
Totally agree. Your new work, Listening to the Rain, that is, parts of it are available on streaming services at the moment, right? And then the last part of that will be released soon in November, is that correct?
Exactly, November 3rd. If I manage to send like my master notes in time,
because
I've been pushing it because I'm very, very particular. Because we mastered like seven out of eight movements, but now we're redoing the whole masters in order to really have this one piece available, which is in a new order.
Oh, cool. There was another, just a quick side note, in Taoist cosmology, for those of you who don't know, the kind of eight trigrams, the Bagua, if you will, there are two orders, actually. There's the lower half, the...
Earthly,
Ren and Tian, so, yeah. Very cool.
So I've released the music in the earthly order to correspond with the seasons, but actually, like, we perform it in the heavenly order. So, you know,
makes me very happy to hear that.
So people had a chance to really feel like each movement, like, connected to the season in the earthly order. And now that, like, the last movement, which is also beautiful because in the earthly and the heavenly order, it starts with water and it ends with sky.
Mm-hmm.
It's always water at the beginning and it's always sky at the end, no matter the order.
Yeah.
So, you know, sky is coming out November 3rd and then people will be able to hear the heavenly order. There's going to be, double vinyl.
Oh, fantastic.
That will come with it.
Yeah, we'll reach out. We'd love to get that music on the station as
well.
Thank you very much. We will break here to be able to go enjoy Jerome's performance as well, too. Fantastic to have both of you here at the Annex in Vancouver. For those of you who want to find out more information, please visit Anaïs's website.
AnaïsMaviel.com.
Excellent.
First name Anais, last name Maviel.
Fantastic. Thank you very much, and we'll look forward to hearing from you soon.
Thank you. Thank you.
of the eight works as part of Listen to the Rain. That was the single Water, and before that we heard Rain. Very appropriate here for Vancouver, and this is of course Speak Up right here on CJSF 90.1 FM, and today we've been featuring the music of both Jerome Ellis as well as Anaïs Maviel, two artists who were the final performers as part of the Vancouver New Music Festival Whispered Folds, and that happened at the Annex, as well as an art installation in the Central Library branch of the Vancouver Public Library. And speaking of that, those cedar resonators, that is a characteristic compositional tool of one of the key features of one of the key people of Vancouver New Music, Giorgio Magnamesi. And he is the artistic director of Vancouver New Music and is heavily embedded into the new music, the contemporary classical and performing arts scene here in Vancouver. And I thought it would be a nice way to kind of close out today's episode with a selection. He posts videos on his YouTube channel, and you should all go follow him, Giorgio, G-I-O-R-G-I-O, and last name Magnamese. Magnanense, excuse me, I'm saying this wrong. Magnanensi. And he does a lot of work with using sound as resonance and medium and material, especially with regards to things like cedar and spruce and wood and the natural resonant properties thereof. So we'll hear a video from Giorgio, and this is Blipu and Sitka Spruce off of his YouTube channel. And thank you so much for tuning in to Speak Up today. If you want to find more information about Vancouver New Music, you can go to their website, newmusic.org. For Jerome Ellis, you can find his music at jerome.bandcamp. That's Jerome with five J's, so jjjjjerome.bandcamp.com. You can also find Anaïs Maviel's music on Bandcamp, anaismaviel.bandcamp.com, as well as their respective websites. And again, big thank you to both of the artists as well as Vancouver New Music for putting on this festival. And please stay tuned to CJSF 90.1 FM. Thank you.
CJSF.ca.